enhance your music taste, expand your sonic horizons, and keep your ears happy.
Side effects may include an addiction to discovering new sounds, spontaneous dancing, and an overwhelming urge to keep locked. For more information, stay tuned to WONY Oneonta. Visit us at wonyfm.org.
The perfect prescription you're looking for.
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer lead credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th, from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join WONY for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club, featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial, happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 Pillars in the Quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Logwood Bog.
See you guys.
See you, Bryce. I don't know what to really do. All right, we're going to play some songs requested by the trainees. Actually, the two that added the song just left, sadly. This is a lot of fun. It was a lot more fun than I thought. And we still got a whole hour left. So we're going to jump right into it. We have Rodeo Climb by Dijon, I'm pretty sure, and then Kiss Alive by Fleshwater. And then we'll add on from there. Peace.
Well, I can't lie. I couldn't wait. But it's 8:30 and you're late again. I got those eyes on lace, and I spent 2 or 3 hours beating my face. So why could you explain? I can't lie, I'm fed up. I don't like being stood up in a what are you ashamed of? So what are you so all it takes. You got those silver spurs on, chaps round your waist, calisthenics and dirt on your face. Why could you explain?
the rodeo, I put my face on his smile. Hey, you ride good. The crowd go wild, claps for you. I clap too, I'm your biggest fan, clap for you. I'm your biggest fan. At the rodeo, I put my face on his smile. And I get scared watching you, and the crowd gets wild. Run to you, I run to you, I run to you, I run to you. I love you, I love you, I.
Hello, guys. My computer just crashed. I'm so sorry. 1 second.
It says it's good.
What the heck?
Spotify, which...
Yeah, this is clean, too. Wait. Oh, God. I can't even... This is so bad. If you want... Actually, if you want to get on the mic over there...
What should I talk about, though?
We can talk about something. Do you want to get on the mic, too, or are you good? I completely understand if you're good. I was the same way last year. Yeah, what mic is it? Is it mic 3?
Right here.
Yeah.
Mic 3.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, guys. The computer just shut down.
So now we're going to have a really nice talking. Conversation
if
about...
If you want to join in, you can, but I understand if you don't. What do you want to talk about?
Anything you want to. I mean, this is my first time ever on the air, so I'm like not really used to it, if you know what I mean.
I feel so bad.
Oh, it's okay.
We're getting another person on air.
I feel like Oneonta has been dead this week. There's no like interesting news to update anyone about.
Is that mic two or is that mic? I don't know. It's on the arm. 4. Oh, so I was wrong about that mic two.
We should all discuss like an art, like our favorite artist and why they're our favorite artist. I feel like that would be fun. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, we're good.
Okay.
So anyone that just joined in, the computer shut down and it looks like it's gonna take a little minute. So we're gonna have no music. And normally I'd be talking about basketball at this time, but we're going to switch it up for the one time. You know what I mean? And there's not a lot going on in the NBA right now. So, what do we want to talk about?
Oh, wait. Do you guys know Leve?
Yes.
Have you heard the new album?
Yeah.
No, but I want to listen to it. I mean, I don't really listen to her, but she's so, like, pretty and stuff. So, like, I feel like I'd be into her music.
I love her so much. She has a twin sister. I also have a twin sister, and we have the same birthdays. Like,
okay.
Their birthdays are April 23rd, and so is me and my sister. So she's been my favorite artist.
Basically, you guys are twins. Like, you're related to...
Leve? Yeah, Leve. We're, like, the same person, basically.
I feel like I pronounce her name wrong all the time, too, so it's, like...
Yeah, my dad says Laufey, but...
Laufey. That's how I used to say. I was like, Laufey?
Yeah, no. I always have to correct him. But her new album came out recently, and it's genuinely, I think, one of the best albums I've ever heard. Like, she's so genius.
Ooh.
And I'm not gonna lie. So I heard the singles, but I didn't tap into the album yet.
You should really give it a listen. It's
I want
really
to.
Good. Like, really good.
I've heard.
I could write, like, 10 essays on it. It's so good.
Okay. And you should. Oh, what's your favorite track off of the album?
I really like... Sabotage a lot, and I like Carousel. I cry to Carousel every time. I recommend it. Like, I've not listened to it without crying yet. It is so good. And Sabotage is also amazing. I really recommend it.
Mm, yeah. So maybe on my walk back to my dorm, like, the new Lefe album will be on lock.
Right. No, exactly.
Loaded, downloaded, and streaming.
Yes. On repeat. Mm-hmm. And I want to sit down and, like, memorize her songs because that's what I always do.
Mm.
But it's so sad that I haven't been able to have, like, a full sit-down with it without crying yet.
Oh, my God. So. And that's the beauty of music, that you can get emotional to music and, like, you can cry because it's such an important, like, aspect of our lives, listening to music, understanding the lyrics and, like, knowing how they influence us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, if it's a good song, good artist, good album, like, you should be able to connect with the album and the music and be able to feel what they're trying to get you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's really important. She's always able to do that perfectly. She's always been my number one artist. Like, she's like the reason I'm doing music right now.
Oh, that is so sweet. That's how I feel about Fiona Apple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you be known about Fiona Apple?
Not as much as I'd like to, but everything I've heard is really good.
So, basically, for anyone who's listening on the show right now, if you've never heard Fiona Apple, I think that you should most definitely give her a listen. Since I was about very young, I've always been obsessed with her music, but I feel like her music very much resonates with college students. Like, ever since orientation, I'm a freshman, if this matters, I've been listening to her album Extraordinary Machine, especially the song Getting Back in Oh Well. They're very emotional. They're very, like, about love. And the wanting and the hatred of love and all those emotions that coincide. So I feel like if you're into Lefe, Laufey, however you want to pronounce her name, you should definitely listen to Fiona Apple, because low-key, like, she was the predecessor to all of these new emotional artists. And I don't know, I feel like you should all get on that Fiona Apple hype.
Yeah. I could definitely see that.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I got another conversation.
Okay. You sure you don't want to get in the mic?
I mean, I can. You know, sure.
Join us.
The computer. Should we just do this for the rest of the hour?
This is fun.
This is what I normally do, too. Maybe I can play a song when this comes back on, but let's switch it up.
That's
and my
right.
friend's hating me, saying I'm not talking about basketball. We don't need to talk about basketball.
He should hear my lovely voice, and that should be enough for him.
Facts.
I only hear it in one ear.
Oh, my bad. What's your mic are you? Your mic. That's mic, too.
Yeah.
Hello, speak.
Hello.
That was very rude. I don't know why I said
speak. I could hear you loud and clear, trust.
Okay, that's good.
All right, we're all good. We're talking about YT and Lancey Foe, UK rappers.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Lancey Foe's the GOAT. That's it.
Why is that?
Bro, his production, his voice. He might have... He's really the, like, new Michael Jackson.
Oh.
I don't know him. If I could be honest.
He's good. I like him a lot. I've been listening to him a lot lately.
Ooh, maybe. Maybe that will also be in my walk home queue.
The walk home queue.
Logan put me on. That's what I had to do for my album review. I had to listen to, like...
Oh,
like other new YT album.
Oh, yeah. I do, because I haven't done my album review yet. I feel like I want to do an album I've never listened to, because I feel like listening to an album, you know, like, there's no pleasure in that. There's no actual introspect in it, because you've already analyzed that album through listening to it. Especially me, like, I re-listen to every single album I've ever heard. I'm a big repeat replayer, you know.
Yes.
So.
Well, I'll find you a new album.
Oh, please sure. do. Hey.
The computer has reset like 3 times over. I should probably tell someone, but they're already mad at me. So I'm kind of scared.
Well, maybe it's fate. Maybe it's just imperative for us all to, like, have this little hour of bonding time and talking.
That's true. So, what do you want to talk about?
I was going on about Lefe.
2%.
Dude, I was gonna say, but, like, I didn't want to, like, interrupt the conversation because I was on the mic, but, like, I went to see her, like, over the summer.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay. I see you.
I'm pissed off.
And I'm surmising that you saw Tyler too over the summer.
No, I didn't. The tickets were too expensive.
Oh, that's real.
I just bought the shirt. I didn't.
Yeah. Because at the store, I work at Zoomies in Roosevelt Field. You guys should all definitely go there if you live on Long Island. Like, that's the best Zoomies. But all of my coworkers saw Tyler, and they were all, like, flaunting their merch. They're like, oh, yeah, we got, like, general admission tickets. They're all, like, bragging in my face. Meanwhile, I'm packing to go to school. I don't have time. I don't have the money for this concert. And it was one of the worst, like, it was one of the worst FOMO experiences of my life. I was like,
That's horrible.
I feel like there's, like, so many concerts I want to see, like, in the winter and the fall, but, like, I can't because now I'm at college. But it sucks because, like, I finally got a car, so now I can finally, like, go to see them, but I don't have my car on campus, so it's like...
Speaking about cars, my bad.
No, no,
The moment I was about to get the parking pass, I took my car to the shop. They said it cost $4,000 to repair
it. Hello?
What did you...
I don't know. I mean, it's a 2006 Honda CR-V. And it was pretty beat up. It had, like, 250K miles on it. So it was time, but I really wanted to bring a car. And
yeah. You're carless right now, then?
Sadly.
Oh, that's so sad. But I feel terrible.
Don't feel terrible. But I'll get a car sooner or later.
Yeah, you're a pedestrian.
Hey, if it makes anyone feel better, I've never even been behind the wheel. So, like...
You don't have your license?
I don't even have my permit. I've never looked at, like, a road sign and been like, oh, I need to study that. I've never even, like, pressed the gas pedal. I don't even know where the gas pedal is, low-key, guys.
Damn, why not? You just never got around to it?
I was focused on so many other things. And I was like, you know what? Like, license, I'll get that one day. Like... it never seemed like a priority to me compared to other things going on in my life.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. And you said you're in Long Island, right?
I am.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't need a car for there, right?
No, you definitely do. Oh. I mean, there is public transit, but...
It's not the best.
It's not. And also, like, that's the kind of suburban area where you do, like, need a car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Thank God I have my parents and my family driving me to most things. Mm. Or else, like, I literally wouldn't. I'd be in my house all the time because, like, Long Island's not very easily traversable.
Yeah, isn't, like, the traffic, like, really bad?
It's horrible.
All, like, the highways are, like, super, like, thin, right?
LIE, guys, don't go on the LIE unless you want to. I hate using this word, but, like, the LIE is, like, rage bait.
Why do you hate rage bait?
I just feel like it's a very, like, I don't want to, like, judge people who use this word, but I feel like I don't like people who be using, like, brain rot to, like,
That's
talk.
What I'm saying.
Have
That's
a conversation.
Facts.
Yeah, like, I'll do it over text, but, like, in person, like, I want people to use, like, real sophisticated talk. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hater, though. Okay. Maybe I'm just heinous.
No, I get it. I won't let it slip out.
Aw, thank you, Puka. Yeah, and I see you. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't know nothing about, like, the traffic in Long Island because I'm from Rochester. I'm way up.
Yeah, I don't even be knowing where Rochester is. See, that's why... that's why... Before I decided to go to Oneonta, I'd never been upstate a day in my life. Like...
Really? I'm not missing much.
No, we're really not missing anything.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Albany.
Mm. My roommate's from Albany.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm from Newburgh. It's like...
I know someone who's from Newburgh. He's a freshman.
Newburgh?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to be name-dropping, though, because I feel like that's disrespectful okay. on the air. Fair. I don't know.
Well, I only started, like, living there halfway through my senior year, so I haven't really been there a while.
You might know him. He is a freshman like us, so... What the heck is maybe. Newburgh?
Tell me after.
Oh, I will, oh, and trust. Hmm. Oh, what is everybody's major?
I'm environmental science.
I can see that. Oh, the green in your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Is that what gave you the tell?
Yeah, because green reminds me of environmental. My best friend does environmental science, so you're twins.
Yeah, my big sister just graduated.
Congrats to her.
Yeah. Yes, Slay Queen.
I'm music industry, though.
And I could see it. Locked and loaded.
Yes.
Logan, what's your major?
I am geology.
Mm.
I still might switch up. I want to do music industry, but, like, I don't really know nothing about, like, music like that. I'm not going to lie.
Mm. You can minor in it. I mean...
That's what I was thinking, but I'm also, like, a sophomore. I didn't pick my major until, like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
So I'm, like, I'm low-key kind of behind. But I'm figuring it out, slowly but surely.
And you got it locked and loaded. And time for my major reveal,
yes.
I guess.
Yes, yes.
I'm fashion design.
Okay.
Well, I suppose just fashion textiles with a concentration design, if you want to be, like, technical.
That makes sense.
I do want to minor in something, but I'm not sure what yet. So,
do you have any ideas at all?
Music industry.
Maybe music industry. I mean, I've been singing and I've been playing bass since I was very young. Like, I want to, and I also want to connect with local musicians in Oneonta. Yes, I feel like we have a very strong music scene here, and I'd really like to get involved with the people here. I think that would be, like, important for my college career, personally.
Yeah, no, I'd honestly recommend it. Everyone's really great.
And they all seem like baddies. Like, I want cool friends, guys. I'm flaunting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or film. I would minor in film, because I'm a film nerd, low-key. I love everything about media. I used to write screenplays. I took a class in high school for it. So, honestly, that might be my number one minor, but music industry.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Do you have any, you have like a top three movie list or anything?
Oh, this is going to sound like heinous, but okay. I would say my number one favorite movie of all time is Sid and Nancy, which is about Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. They were like a famous punk rock couple in the late 70s. I don't know if I could say this on the air, but like there was some violence in their relationship.
Okay.
And the film just portrays like their very rocky relationship. And I don't want to spoil it for you. I mean, it's my favorite movie. It has been since I was 12.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. My second favorite movie would be Eraserhead by David Lynch. Okay. I know this list is like, it's very stereotypical, but I love Eraserhead. I have an Eraserhead shirt. The film really encapsulates like a lot of very deep, heavy emotions. And it was one of Lynch's first, if not his first film. And he actually filmed in black and white because he was like so under budgeted for that film. So it's just the production of that film and the actual film itself is like a work of art.
That's very really cool.
Yeah. For three. What is my third favorite movie? I used to say Taxi Driver, but that was when I was younger and I thought I was like cool. And I thought I was like interesting for being like, oh yeah, Taxi Driver, Travis Bickle, so cool. But now I'd have to say like, I'd say The Crow. I rewatch The Crow a lot. That was one of my mom's favorite movies. I have an Eric Draven pillowcase that she gave me. Not like a, not a creepy one, but like it's just like his face in the movie, like tagline, True Love Never Dies. It's really cute.
Okay, trust.
Yeah, guys.
Like a body pillow.
No. Damn. I think that's creepy. I don't be freaking with people who have stuff like that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Uh-uh, don't worry.
I haven't seen any of the movies you listed, but I'll definitely look into. I wish I was more of a movie geek. I've seen like nothing.
Me
I've
too.
Watched like maybe all the Marvel movies and a couple like I like the Lego movies. I like the Lego Batman movies.
Me too. I saw it in movie theaters.
It's my favorite. I have a shirt of it. I have a matching keychain with my sister. I own it on like every TV I have. I love that movie.
That's so cute. Do you have any favorite movies?
I have any favorite. I like you know Wall-E.
I love Wall-E.
So cute. I love Wall-E.
I love Wall-E. That's like one of my favorite romance movies because it's just so sweet. Like it. Like I wish men could be more like Wall-E. Men, step it up.
Is there talking in Wall-E?
Not in like the not until they get on the spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the first
part,
they're like robots, and they just say like Wall-E.
Their names. Okay.
I like the little roach in the movie. I think that's my favorite character.
Oh,
the little
yeah,
Wall-E's like friend, the little roach.
He's running over and just pops back up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta rewatch. I haven't seen that in a minute. Okay, you put me on.
Yeah, Logan, what's your favorite movie, your top three?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't watch movies at all.
You don't have a number one?
My favorite Disney movie is Mulan.
Ooh, oh, I love good. Mulan. I love that Disney movie. I do love Disney movies. I'd say Princess and the Frog is my favorite.
Top two. That was my top two.
Yeah, then Mulan, then Aladdin,
dude,
I'd say.
I think that was, like, the first movie I went to see, like, in, like, a movie theater.
Which one?
Princess and the Frog.
We were two when that came out, if you're a freshman.
Yeah, I was two.
How do you remember that?
It's, like, weird. I remember seeing the movie, but I don't actually remember, like, what happens in the movie.
At 2 years old, you remember that?
Yeah. Is that like a first memory kind of thing?
Maybe. Honestly.
No, I'm a Hercules geek. I love Hercules. Oh, yeah. I've rewatched it so many times.
I never finished the movie.
Hercules?
But I've seen it. I've started it like six times.
Oh, my God. I've never finished it. It's so good.
I liked it a lot, too, but I was like, I was really young. So I didn't get like I didn't choose to watch it. Like, it would just pop up.
Okay.
Never finished it. I never got around to it. And another movie that I've tried watching and like full, it was Dune.
Oh, that movie's so long. Dude, the first time I watched it, I literally fell asleep.
Timothy Chalamet.
Wait, there's a second one, right?
Yeah, they're saying it's like really, really good. But I went to see Dune 1.
Uh-huh.
I went to the movie theaters two times.
Yeah.
Fell asleep both times. First time I was with my family. Second time I went by myself.
No.
I was knocked out.
And you blew money just to see him fall asleep twice.
It's okay, dude. The first time I watched it, I was working all day, and then I got home, and I decided to start it at, like, 10, and I was, like, watching till, like, 1. I literally was falling asleep, and I literally watched it again the next day, because I really wanted to like the movie.
Yeah.
But I literally just, like, could not stop falling asleep. So I watched it again, and I was like, oh, wait, actually, it's pretty good. But like,
it was good.
It is a really long movie, and there's, like, a lot of talking in it.
Yeah. I only saw the second one. I didn't see the first
one.
Oh,
really?
But I didn't understand it. I'm assuming because I didn't see the first one.
I feel like Dune 2 should just be called Dunes. I feel like that was a missed opportunity for Dune and Dunes. I think that's funny.
Have you seen them?
No. Oh. I mean, I do be liking me some Timothy Chalamet, but I can't sit through Dune. I don't like the desert. I feel like.
What did the desert do to you?
I just
he starts on a grass planet though.
Oh.
I don't remember.
No, because I like I prefer the cold, so I feel like the whole time I watch Dune, I just be like,
okay.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be like.
Connect a little too much.
Yeah.
You're so real for the, you prefer the cold though. I hate the heat.
Me too. My roommate must hate me because I sleep with like the fan on like complete cold every night.
Me too.
I don't know. She's like shivering in her temper. She's like, oh, turn this off.
It's probably good white noise.
I'm a room temperature guy myself.
Yes.
No, I can't.
What's your room temperature?
Like 72.
72?
That sounds really hot.
My mom said that's.
I don't know.
That's
yeah.
So
my
weird.
Dad thinks that's really high. My dad like every
I think
time
it's good.
I'm like not home, he'll like go in my room and I'll turn the AC on to like 68, which I think
like
is
perfect.
Really cold.
See, I'm just a sociopath because I set my room thermostat to 62.
Damn. Yeah, that is.
That's
really cold.
Yeah. I want a crisp. I want a cold.
I don't like the cold or the heat. I like the
moderate.
Miles.
Yeah, like the salt. Like I don't like the summer or the winter. I like the falls.
I feel like I'd rather though.
Me too.
I feel like I like the summer better because I like the sun and like
yes, being able to go outside.
Yeah,
I feel like
I really
winter
like
is just like
if we had to rank the seasons, what would you
this
rank it?
This is not the right.
Okay,
well, it's gonna be so.
Wait,
cold
I actually I've thought about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, so last is winter.
Oh my days.
Then it's. Summer, then spring, then fall.
No. I think I have the opposite. I have the opposite list.
Really? You know what? Fall.
I have winter, spring, summer.
Wait, this
fall.
Is the going first to last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blake, why is summer before fall? I feel like fall's better than summer.
Yeah.
The reason for that is more of a personal reason.
Okay.
But that'll be.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus I don't like the like. Because at the end of summer, it's like you get like the good temperatures with like 60s,
yeah,
high 70s.
True.
And you just slowly go into like a deep cold.
Well, I guess if you consider September, because I always consider September fall, although it technically is summer. Because like I like September and October, but I know that's technically still the summer. But like I consider it fall because
I consider it fall too.
Yeah, like after August, like it's fall for me. That's another issue I have when people make their like season playlists on Spotify and they wait till September 21st to make their like season playlist because it's like
I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, I have so many friends who do this. They make like seasonal playlists like summer, what year is it? 25, like winter 24, like
I'm not gonna lie, I just have one big playlist.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. It's like 150 hours long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like
I
don't know how long mine is, but like I've been working on it for like 2 years. I think it's like 900 songs, something like that.
Does anyone want to guess how long my playlist is?
Okay, wait. Two Is it in the 200s?
Wait, yeah, hold on. Let me find it.
No. He doesn't even know. He's just expecting.
I think it's at least like 1K. I think it's like
1 hours or songs.
Oh, I thought it was songs.
1,000 hours.
I'm about to get it up.
Are we doing hours or songs?
We can do both.
I have a punk playlist that's 562 songs, I believe.
I think my current place is like 1,500.
I don't even
songs.
Know how long my.
Does anyone want to guess?
Wait. Okay. For hours or for like songs?
40. And this is not even updated too. If we want to do songs first, then we can do hours.
I'd say 1,562.
Okay.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher?
2,400.
Higher.
Fuck.
3,000?
Is it 3,000?
Lower, 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 lower.
Okay.
2,967.
A little bit lower.
I just realized I said 6,700. Oh.
2.8K?
Oh, no.
What'd you say? My bad.
2,800.
You're in the ballpark.
2,794.
Wait, you said what? My bad.
2,794.
Tiny bit lower, like a touch.
2,792.
We're going exact. If it helps, numbers? The end numbers is zero, so it goes okay. Like 2,700.
90?
Lower.
80?
Lower.
70?
Lower.
60.
Lower.
50. 40.
Lower. 40, yes.
Did I win? Wait, who said 40?
No, I said 40.
No!
I said it was the same thing you said 50.
Oh, this is going to... Oh,
did
boy.
Did anyone guess the length?
I'm so volatilely competitive.
Okay. That's got to be like 250?
Mine's
250?
Like 40, and mine's about 1,000. So I would say like 130 hours.
A little bit higher.
142.
A little bit higher.
150.
Again. Why is it recording? I don't know what's happening. There's a lag going on.
260.
No, way lower.
160,
sorry.
A tad bit lower. Okay.
155.
You're literally right there.
156.
Yes, 156.
Bro, 156? I don't...
But this isn't even updated. If I had to ballpark... It might be 4K.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
It might be 4K, and then maybe... And I've been listening to, like, a lot more longer songs now.
Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be, like, 350.
In terms of, like, long ambient music, I would recommend Godspeed You Black Emperor, but they just removed all of their music off of Spotify.
Oh,
so.
I did see that. I'm not gonna lie. I listened to them. I wasn't the biggest fan.
They're just... It's literally... It's the equivalent of listening to, like... ambient noise, but like they're just a little darker and they'll have like some cool it's on the tip of my tongue, samples sometimes. I don't know why I was like having trouble saying samples. Like they had a sample from like some old guy talking about like Coney Island and their song Sleep. I like their song East Hastings. It's literally just like kind of like breeze, and then they have like they have the Irish bagpipes playing halfway through it. It's kind of funny. But yeah, I do be liking like ambient music like that where it's like you can't really distinguish it. I used to listen to that a lot in high school, especially during final season.
I promise you, what's your the last.
Do you like ambient music?
Do I like ambient music?
Yeah.
Not really. I used to listen to like, okay, wait, this is like really embarrassing. I used to like, in like middle school when I was doing homework, I would listen to like video game music.
That's real. I was about to talk about, do you like Silent Hill by any chance?
No.
Okay, because my senior year of high school, the Silent Hill 2 soundtrack, not the remake, the original Silent Hill 2 soundtrack by Akira Yamaoka. That like got me through every morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I did cosmetology in my high school, and it made me as miserable as I fear like Silent Hill is for the people who are in there. So it was just an ambient soundtrack. And honestly, if it wasn't titled a video game soundtrack, I wouldn't consider it one.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you have to listen to it for yourself to understand what I'm talking about. But like, it sounds like I wouldn't say like Aphex Twin. Or, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, ambient artists. But it's great. It's fantastic. Silent Hill 2 soundtrack, original, not remake. Like, guys, just give it a listen if you're like doing homework. Like it's really good, really fire.
Are you like a soundtrack kind of person?
No, it's the only soundtrack I will ever listen to. This all the Silent Hills actually until four. Silent Hill soundtrack for 1, 2, and 3 really good. But other than that, like you won't catch me listening to a soundtrack. Like you won't hear me listening to like the Persona soundtrack.
Hey, why not? What's wrong with it?
I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, but I'm not like a soundtrack person. Like if I'm playing like a game, like I just expect to hear that game and the music and not like outside of that game.
I can't hear anything in my
head. No, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. I just came back on. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be.
I was literally listening to Persona soundtrack like yesterday.
Hey, dude. Loki, my favorite game series of all time. Like, I can't.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, bro. I don't care.
I love the fifth one, and I tried playing the fourth one. Like, I think in like March, and I literally like I stopped because I got annoyed at like the dungeons.
I don't like Persona 4, and let me tell you why.
What?
I love Adachi. Adachi is one of my favorite characters in all of media. But
please don't spoil. I haven't played yet.
I'm not, Persona but 4? Other than Adachi, there's actually no, there's nothing in Persona 4 that would make me replay it. Except I do like Kanji, though. I like Kanji and I like Adachi. And Rise. I actually, my school had a
you
character.
You seem to like all the characters.
Yeah.
Three out of 20.
Okay. I mean, I like the story and I like the characters, but like I got so fed up with the dungeons. Because first of all, it's like, it's not like the fifth game because it's like all RNG.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so much harder, especially because like your party members don't get XP.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're not in your party.
It's annoying.
So you get locked into like using certain party members, which is like really annoying because then you only have certain moves.
Yeah.
Kind of like Pokemon?
Yeah, like kind of like Pokemon.
Everyone Unless hated on Teddy, but he was he was a mainstay in my team. My main team in Persona 4 was you, Narukami, Teddy, Kanji, and who was my fourth? Naoto. But before that, it was Yosuke.
I love Yosuke.
Me too. Actually, Yosuke, he's another character from Persona 4 I really love.
It's my favorite.
I know. Actually, I actually really sound like I like this game, but
like you gotta
dude, the characters are goated.
I love
like,
the characters.
It's just so annoying because like it's so annoying to level up too. Because like I feel like you really have to like grind.
Mm-hmm.
But like I feel like it's really hard to grind like in that game.
I just feel like the progression of the story was like bad. Like I feel like I would complete the dungeon the first like in game day, and then like the rest of the month I wouldn't have anything to do because like obviously it's not like Persona 5 where you could do like social links at night.
Oh yeah, that's true. You
yeah,
can't do
it was like
at night too.
Boring.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, and I do love Dojima and Nanako. Yeah.
You guys did play the fifth one?
I did. Yeah.
I did.
My favorite game. I've replayed it like.
I think that's
times.
Like probably one of my favorite games.
Me too.
My favorite media like ever.
And that's real because hey, I've been a Persona fan since I was in seventh grade. I want to say since COVID, I watched like a streamer play it, and I just became so obsessed with the game. but my favorite Persona is 3. Have you guys ever played the original 3 or Persona 3 Portable?
Yeah. I have to get to it.
That's my favorite. I like Portable because you can play as a girl. Yeah. And my girl character, her name was Chiaki, and she was just such a baddie. Low-key.
Okay.
it honestly, low-key, it was like a social sim game with, like, role-play. Not role-play. Japanese role-play game, like, combat systems, like, very... very sporadically in it, so that's a really good game. That's like $15 on the Switch, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. For the original or for the remake?
For the original. For the remake, it's standard price, like $65-$70.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah, and can we talk about the Nintendo Switch 2 prices and also the PS5 prices? Because, like, what do you mean there's $70 for one video game? Like,
Yeah. Weren't they, like, going to go up to 80 or something?
They better not. Why? Because, like...
I feel like I heard that. I don't remember.
Don't... I'm going to say it again. Don't rage bait me right now, bro.
I think you just got to accept using that word.
I don't like Nintendo as a company at all.
What?
Really?
I feel like they're a big scam company.
No, they don't have good ethics.
I think it's time for people to talk about it.
Mm.
Yeah. I could see that.
They're so... Because they make so much money with everything. Like, people just buy it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the games don't look like how they should.
Oh, yeah, like, the graphics are so underdeveloped for such like, a big company.
Like, I was looking at the trailers for Pokemon ZA.
Mm, I want to get that, but the graphics look so bad.
Oh, yeah, the Pokemon games look so bad.
It looks really bad.
Why is the only playable spot the city? Why is it not like a whole arena? Not arena.
Like continent?
Region. Yeah, why is it not a whole region?
And mind you, the Kalos region was my favorite Pokemon region. Like Pokemon X and Y was my favorite 3DS game of all time. I have like 100 something hours on that game. Why couldn't they just remake the whole region and just like update it, make it 3D and open world? Like, make that make sense.
I know. That hurt. I'm still excited though. The fighting system looks good. Have you seen the new Megas?
No.
Most of them.
I've seen
one of them. One came out today.
It was Hawlucha. It was. What was it? Not the squid one. Well,
yeah, no. One
is it like
out,
a squid? It's
yeah.
like a... He's
I think
like
that
the,
was today.
He's like the green and purple.
Mm. Tentacool?
No, not Tentacool. I wish they gave Tentacool Omega.
That would be a really cool concept, I feel like.
I saw Hawlucha, Dragonite.
Yes, Dragonite. Oh, I love Dragonites.
I love the Mawile Mega Evolution.
Oh, yeah, that one's good. I like
I'd say Mawile is probably one of my favorite Pokemon designs, like Batty, Slay. and another thing is, I feel like they're going to ruin the fashion aspect of ZNA because the Kalos region, the original X and Y from 2013, had some of the best fashion in all of the games. And I feel like they're just going to completely drop the ball and like cater to like Gen Z 2020 fashion in ZNA. And I don't. As a fashion design major, like I can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, you gotta step in.
I'll fight Game Freaks. I'll sue them.
It was Malamar. Mm.
Right.
Oh, I don't like Malamar.
The Mega looks so cool for it, though.
Mm.
Can you show me?
Yeah, show us over here. We can't see anything.
I forget. I look good. My friend showed me, like, once, and I...
I want to pass the phone. What's the other? There was three. There was one more. I forgot what it was. Weeping Bell.
Yes.
Weeping Bell has like the.
I don't like
sack.
It.
You don't like that? That's so cool.
I just don't like Malamar because I don't know if you guys ever watched the X, Y, and Z anime as a kid, but there was this one episode with Malamar that was so scary that made me traumatized of that Pokemon for like the rest of my whole life.
Are you serious? I got traumatized about Pokemon when all those leaks came out.
What leaks?
Oh, yeah, that, we can't.
Oh, wait, I think I know which one's.
I don't want to know. Yeah. I feel like.
a really, fan favorite starter got cooked.
Oh, no. I want to talk about the starters of ZNA, too, because why aren't they also the original Kalos starters? Because Fennekin was my favorite starter Pokemon of all time. I love the design of Fennekin. Yeah, Fennekin, who evolves into Braixen, which evolves into Delphox, like. That progression, that was one of the best fire-type starter Pokemon designs, like, of all time, I'd argue. And they just took away Fennekin, and I'm, like, really upset about it.
You know, you're right. My bad. I take back what I said.
I like about Fennekin?
Yeah, Fennekin and Batty. Like, that...
I don't know if I'd put, like, top five.
I would. But I just like cute Pokemon. Actually, I'd say my favorite Pokemon of all time is Gotharita.
Oh,
or
yes.
Gothitelle, that's her or their final evolution.
Oh. Yeah.
Smack the thing. I love how we've progressed from talking to like our favorite movies to like Persona to like Pokemon. I like that pipeline.
That's a good conversation.
I was always
the
Trico guy.
Yeah.
I love Trico.
That makes sense.
Hoenn on top. I don't think you can really say anything. I think Hoenn's like kind of by far the best.
Okay.
IMO.
That was Black and White, I think?
No, that was Emerald, Ruby, and Sapphire.
Oh, because I played the Ruby and Sapphire remake, the, like, 3D version.
Omega, Ruby, and Sapphire.
Although that was actually my first, like, Pokemon game. I played Omega Sapphire, and I Mudkip was my starter because I thought it was cute.
Man,
Mudkip is
so... overrated.
Yeah, its evolution is so like chopped too. Like I don't yeah, I don't like it.
The mega for Swampert's kind of. I don't like the mega.
I don't know who.
He just got big arms. That was it.
Yeah.
Like, do you see? Why am I forgetting? Oh my god.
Oh, I like the chicken. Dude,
Sept Tiles Mega was fire. He got a Christmas tree on his back. He's a dragon guy. And then Blaziken, right?
Oh yeah, Blaziken. That ended up becoming my favorite starter of Alpha Sapphire because it's just like OP. I feel like it's very strong.
Oh, you're one of those OP.
Ew, I'm really not, but I have a tendency to always pick fire starters when I play a Pokemon game. Except for in the new one, Scarlet and Violet. I picked.
Was that the one? Was that the one with the crocodile?
Yeah, I picked Sprigatito. Sprigatito, because I was like, oh, what a cute little cat. And it the final evolution Masquerada was like a really good design, so I really liked it. And it was like, I think it was grass and dark type, which like is good. I don't know. I feel like this is a very to anyone who's listening, I'm sorry we're like nerding out. I feel like it's I don't know if you're into this stuff, listeners, but if you are, I hope you're enjoying.
No, I was happy talking about Persona.
Me too. Like, low-key, I feel like everybody always makes fun of people who play Persona. But I feel like as long as you're not a creepy Persona fan, and you know who you are, if you are, you know who you are. But if you're just, like, a normal Persona fan, likes the story, likes the characters, like, more power to you, because I like people like you.
Yeah, no, I love it so much. I could talk about it forever.
I never played Persona, sadly.
You should. I feel like you look like that. You could definitely be a Persona fan.
You look like crazy
like
sentence.
I've also. Did you guys ever play Kingdom Hearts?
I played the first one. Mm. Yeah.
My friend Gabe, he doesn't go here. He's in high school actually. But he always gasses up those games, so I feel like I have to get on that.
Yeah, a lot of people have recommended it to me.
They're pretty fun. I like them. You know.
It's like the one Kingdom Hearts. Is that
except some of the? Oh my god, I forgot. Some of the bosses are like really hard, or at least in the first one. I feel like.
Oh gosh.
Like there's like this one boss where like if you like don't have the counter move, which I didn't have the counter move, and I had to like grind to like level like 50 or something to like get the counter move. What the heck? It's like a lot harder.
Yeah.
To like beat him.
Same.
Because it was done by, I want to say...
Square Enix.
Yeah, and Tatsuya Nomura, say. And he worked on Final Fantasy, which also had that same horrible leveling system where it's, like, you have to, like, grind, essentially, to, like, be overpowered just for, like... Like, and the progression is so weird.
I mean, like, you can beat him. It's just, like, you have to be really good at, like, dodging. Or, like, I remember, too, the final boss, I had to, like, grind to get this, like, one spell.
Yeah, it's...
Like, it was like, basically, like, it's like the air spell, because it's, like, the protection spell. Because, like, otherwise, it's, like, so much harder to, like, avoid, like, the, like, attacks.
Yeah, because it's, like, there will be such an easy boss, and, like, the next one you fight is, like, why was the one before so easy? Like, the progression, the leveling progression, like, doesn't make sense for Square Enix games. Although, shout out to Sphere Grid from Final Fantasy X. That was a great leveling system. But other than that, I don't like Square Enix leveling systems. I think it's rigged.
Damn. I played Final Fantasy VII Remake. That's all I've done.
That's real.
I've also never played Final Fantasy.
I got a hop on it. I think I played 15 too.
My favorite games? Yeah. I don't know. I like Mario.
I love Cuphead.
Mario.
Oh, Cuphead. Yeah, that's good.
Cuphead's goated. Did you guys see the, did you guys ever play Hollow Knight?
Yeah.
Hollow Knight.
Didn't, like, the new one just came out?
Yeah, Silk Song.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. It's a game.
What's another game I like? Kirby. Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh, dude.
Classic.
What's, like, the new one that's, like, 3D?
Forgotten Island.
Forgotten Land. I love that game. I almost 100%ed it, but I couldn't beat the boss rush. There's, like, a boss rush at the end that's, like, super hard.
Kirby is the GOAT.
Kirby games are too difficult to me.
Why? They can be. I know what you mean. There's a couple.
I mean, I've only played one, so.
I feel like it's like, I'm not good, like, I feel like it's like a platformer game, and I'm not good at a platformer.
Yeah, it's fair. I love, like, platformers, though. I mean, I was talking about, like, Mario. I love Galaxy. I think it's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, Galaxy's so good.
Or, like, I'm trying to think. Like, if you played, like, Celeste, like, I like that game.
Did you guys ever play Sonic Colors on the Wii? That's the only platform game I've ever played.
I played Sonic Unleashed. I like Sonic Unleashed.
I want to play more Sonic games. I gotta hop on that.
I couldn't even get past the first level of Sonic Colors, so I want to know if anyone else played it.
On the Wii? And,
yeah. I want to know if it was easy
Colors?
For anyone else.
Oh, I really like Colors. What was it?
I like the resort theme, and then after that, I didn't
There's been this one anymore. Mario game that's in my head, but I can't remember the name for the life of me.
Mario? Or
it's like the Bowser. Which one? It's like the... It's not Paper Mario. It's,
Paper Mario.
It's like... it's like...
Like Mario and Luigi? Is it like that
It's
one?
Like... I think it has Bowser's in the name of it. It's like... Oh, my...
Bowser's Revenge. I don't know.
Is that a real game?
No. I just feel like Nintendo would come up with a title like that.
Oh, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I don't know.
Give me 1 second, Alpha.
Welcome to Gamers Hour with you're only onto gamers. Did you guys know that there's an... When you picked your dorms, there was, like, an option to pick, like, the gamer dorm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even know what that meant.
I didn't pick it.
I wanted to just to... I just thought it would be so funny to say, yeah, I'm in the gamer dorm.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh.
I'm in Golding. I don't think that...
Golding. Oh, I'm in Golding, too.
Oh, my God. We're twins. Because you look so familiar. And I was like, I feel like I've seen this guy somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
And I probably...
I'm on, like, the second floor.
I'm on the third.
Everyone here is fake.
I don't want to, like, dox my room name, but... room number, but, like, I picked it after a band.
I don't even know where Wilbur is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that the one right next to Toby?
I don't think Holbert's really near anyone.
Oh, you said Holbert?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you just roll your eyes out?
No. Is Holbert, though, like, the new one they just made a freshman? Like, they made a mix?
I think so. It used to be a dining hall, I think, something like that.
Holbert used to be a dining hall?
Yeah,
I mean,
you could still go in it. There's, like, a little abandoned
You're right, because I saw that when I was looking at it.
Yeah.
That's, like, scary. I know Holbert not only hosts freshmen, but also hosts, like sophomores to juniors.
Yeah, I have a sophomore friend in there.
Yeah.
It's Holbert A, B, and C. It's huge. Mm. It's so huge. I'm Holbert A, though.
Wait, there's like three buildings?
There is.
Are they like connected?
It's all connected. It's like a...
Oh, okay.
Can like someone from Holbert A enter Holbert C?
Yeah, I've gone across like the whole building.
Because I thought like maybe they like block it off. Like how you, like I couldn't enter Littell with my card.
Because
I tried that one day like to go in my friend's dorm. I was like, yeah, time to go to Littell.
No, it's like all one building for A, B, and C. But like they change the colors depending on which... Like if you're an A, B, or C. Like I think... A is orange,
ooh.
B is green, and then C might be, like, yellow or something. I could be completely wrong, but no, I'm Holbert A.
I like how we're all doxing our dorming halls. Yeah, if anyone didn't like the show, please don't come to Golding, like, get me. if gaming's not your thing, like, I'm sorry we chatted about this, or if you don't like my movie taste, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're getting jumped pretty much.
Oh, no.
I fear we have to end the show.
Oh. Tragic.
Okay. I mean, we can have 3 more minutes.
Do you want to end with a song?
Yeah, we should end with a song because
wait, I didn't even learn.
I'm not gonna lie, I logged out my account.
No.
Do you want us to sing?
La 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 la.
Okay, I can play a song.
Okay.
Wait, am I gonna like get to learn how to like actually like play music and stuff? Because
yeah, I need to do that because bro, that's what the girl was. She told us to get out.
Oh,
not get out. That she wasn't that rude. She just said like, hey, the building's closing in 10 minutes, so...
What girl?
There's a girl at the door. I was
we're
like,
overstaying our welcome.
Wait, but, like, can't you have, like shows, like, past 10? Or...
I'm an e-board member. And what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you could have, like, a show from, like, 1 to 3 a.m. if you want it.
Yeah.
Who wants to join my 3 a.m. show?
I used to have a... I used to do my show 10 to 12 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
That seems tedious.
It was actually a lot of fun because I could... Because I'd be done with my show, and you know the speaker out there?
Yeah.
I'd be able to use the speaker and it would...
I feel like I'd get so exhausted.
I love a late night show. I'm a late night person. I like watching movies at night. I like listening to like my speaker at night. I know the people next door to me like hate me for that, but...
Do we have any song we want to play?
Should play from Leifei's new album.
We should! Oh my god, throw it back to...
Could do Lover Girl.
Oh, yeah.
My lover girl.
Oh,
I love
it's
you.
Something like that.
I'm sure. Mind you guys, I'm actually
Sabotage?
A singer.
Sabotage, you good?
It's really sad.
Because I usually end my show on an outro.
It's really sad.
I mean, that's good
it's
for an
really
outro.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad that the show is ending.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good that's outro. Really if you do an outro.
Something like that.
We've had fun, so I feel like a sad song needs to like show the sadness of us like ending the show, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, if you guys were tapped in,
Or if you were like a, this is way different than what I normally do, but last song we have is Sabotage by
Leve.
Leve.
Or Laos. Hope everyone has a good night. We'll be back next Wednesday by myself, sadly. actually, maybe I'll have other people. Probably. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
I get in my head so easily. I don't understand. I'm my worst enemy. You assure me you love me and seal it with a kiss. I can't be convinced. It's just a matter of time. It's a special love mine to cause disaster. So prepare for the impact and brace your heart for cold, bloody, bitter sabotage. If it makes
Radio Rebel.
We're all Radio Rebel.
And you're listening to WNY 90.9 FM.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WOMI Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September